Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Wadrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Wadrina Show starts now.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello, how you doing? I'm Coach Martez.
And I am licensed therapist Wadrina Layton, and you are listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Woo!
All right, now.
First show, let's go,
Let's go.
All right.
So stay with us for the next hour as we break down some of the myths of being married for life. We're going to discuss two of them today,
which we
are looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation of talking about just the journey of love and life and just fulfilling purpose, because that's what it's all about. When you're being married for life, you're going to have challenges, but you got to enjoy it. You know, it's all about having fun and enjoying it as well.
Yeah, we're going to keep it very practical, very real. We're two transparent people as a couple, but we just want you to know today's show, we will also discuss what about this term soulmate and then what we call destiny partner. And if you're not sure what a destiny partner is, we want you to hear our perspective on what a destiny partner is. And is there really just one person for you? So you definitely got to stay tuned with Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton. Let's go.
Yes. And each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, we will have practical tips, new insights, and perspectives, along with life and relationship tips that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, which we have both done.
Right.
We'll be talking more about that later, and simply help you just to love better.
Right.
Last but not least, we will provide motivation and encouragement, because, you know, that's what we're all about. We still want to motivate you and encourage you to fulfill your destiny, your purpose, and your dreams.
That's what we're talking about. So we're so glad to be here on Transformation Talk Radio. I got my best friend, my life partner. She's been with me since I was 18 years old. Come on now. If y'all been married or you just been dating somebody, you know what that means if you've been with somebody since they've been 18. Seriously, when she met me, I had wavy, natural, curly hair.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's all gone now. But anyway, though.
Yes, and seeing when it's about being married for life, you have to know that you're married to your destiny partner. That's key. You know, it's like when you say, well, how can I be married? Can I really be married to the same person, you know, happily for life? If you're married to your destiny partner, you can be. So let's talk about that. Martez, what is a destiny partner?
That is something you ask. You know, one of the things that I truly believe, and this does come from a God perspective, and I just do believe that there is a person who has a calling or a passion or have been assigned to where their path crosses our path and is designed to help us to reach a destiny point. And what I believe is, I believe that, you know, there are people that God has assigned to us that not only is it just about my destiny, but when we say destiny partner, it's not like you helping your husband or wife get to a certain space or place. And it's like they receive their destination or they receive their destiny or got to their destiny. And now you're like, but now it's my turn.
Right.
One of the things about your destiny partner is, it's like both of you all's path are going into the same direction. And when you get there, you both feel fulfilled because, you know, this is something God wanted us to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe by destiny partner.
Yes, with two individual people with different goals and purposes in life, but they align with each other.
Yeah.
And basically, it's like, I know I need you to reach my goals and you know you need me to reach my goals. That's when you know that is a destiny partner. If you ask yourself a question, well, if I ask you a question, can you reach your goals that you believe you're called to do, or your goals for life or your purpose or your dreams, whatever it is that you desire to do, your destiny, your reason for God putting you here on earth. If you can reach that without your partner or your spouse, then that means they're not your destiny partner. If you believe you can do it mm-hmm. without them.
Hold on. But let me also add this too. Not only do you believe that you can do it without them, but how would it feel to get there? Because, you know, destiny partner is like, if you get to this place and that person's not with me, it's something that's missing mm-hmm. because I knew they were supposed to be here.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah, and we're a part of each other's right. end goal.
Right.
You know, they may be separate, but they're gonna align in mm-hmm. some way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something to remember. You know, we always like to talk about destiny partners because when it comes to overcoming different challenges that we face in our relationships, that's, I know for Martez and I, that was that one thing that kept us connected, that, you know, it kept me connected. Mm-hmm. Even through all the challenges and times throughout our 30 years, we've been married 30 years for those, you know, because we really, yeah, this is our first show, so it's getting to know it. For those who don't know us, we've been married 30 years. You know, we've been through a lot. So during those times when we went through challenges, it was me knowing that he was my destiny partner mm-hmm. that really kept me connected to him and encouraged and motivated to keep going.
So let me just ask, because I'm just thinking about some of the people that may be listening now, and you've mm-hmm. never really heard this term destiny mm-hmm. partner, or you may be asking some questions. So I'm going to just ask. So Wadrina met me when I was 18 years old. Of course, at 18 years old, in my mind, I didn't know what a destiny partner was. I knew I did have a heart for wanting to be married and stuff like that. I had a strong belief in God, and that's still who I am at my core. But when did you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, I mm-hmm. was the one? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You know, we mm-hmm. talk about, I always tell people I'm a big movie guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you think about Neo on The Matrix and mm-hmm. you talk about the one, mm-hmm. you know, for you,
yeah.
you know, you met me at 18 years yeah. old, but mm-hmm. how did you know about being the one?
Yeah. And for me, I knew he was the one because I felt about him the way I felt about him, I had never felt about any other person that I had dated. So that was one thing where I was like, man, I've never had this feeling before. This is a new feeling. But not only that, our values aligned. You know, he believed in God. He wanted to serve God. I was the same way. He valued his family. He was a family man. That's me. So it was one of those things where our values aligned as well. Because, yeah, like we say, we were 18. So we didn't come.
No, you were 19.
Oh, I was 19.
Yeah, I was dating the older one.
We didn't come into knowing what the understanding of destiny and destiny partners to years down the road. But like we tell people, we understand that our destinies were aligned because of what we're doing, everything we've been through and what we're doing right. today.
Right.
But from the beginning, it was just that initial, yeah. like I just knew he was the one. It was different. Mm-hmm. And our values aligned in such a way that I was like, okay, God, I know this is the one. Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. something I always say to couples or individuals that, you know, that we work with or that I work with individually, because we also, not only do we work with couples together, but we also work with couples individually. So let me see, is this our time or we got 3 minutes to the book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Look, this y'all first, so you know, and Coach Martez is the one that be kind of all over the place. So Adrena and our producers are helping us to stay in check. So please forgive me, but trust me.
You got 3 minutes.
All right. Okay. Now we're down to two. Oh, thank you so much. All right. So, but anyway, I think it's very important for you to, first of all, know your individual destiny.
Yes.
Because you don't want to fall in love with someone and you really don't know mm-hmm. what your call or what your mm-hmm. purpose or what your destiny is. So then that's where it's easy to get confused and just caught up in your emotions, because again, as a destiny partner, our destiny should kind of be coming into unity, mm-hmm. coming into harmony and coming into oneness. So, but that's something, again, I know you all may not be able to do no questions about it, but of course, if you got questions about that, we're going to talk about this a little bit more mm-hmm. about your destiny mm-hmm. partner, your soulmate, that one. Mm-hmm. I believe this is my one, but mm-hmm. I know we're down, so we got to get ready to take this first break.
But we can talk more about that, because when we come back, I will want to talk about, you know, how do I know, you know, for those who don't know, you know, since you say you have to know your individual destiny, we're going to get into our two keys that we're going to talk about today for being married for life. But help somebody to understand how they would know what their destiny is if they don't know that.
Right.
You know, so you are listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrena Layton show. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on destiny partners, understanding your individual destiny path. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into those those two keys for staying married for life.
Let's go.
Stay tuned with me right back.
With Drina Transformation Talk Radio. Here you go. Okay, okay.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Let's go.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show.
Here we go.
Licensed therapist Wadrina Layton, and you are
Coach Martez here in the ATL.
And so we have been talking, you know, like we said, this is our first show, so we may be, you know, I don't know.
Please forgive me.
If we look like we made a mistake, we gone.
She is Miss Preparation, everything down the key. And Coach, I'm just, hey, let's go with it. So please forgive us if, you know, just in case, for those who may have perfect ears or perfectionism going on, you know, it'd be all right.
It's all right. But anyway, we have been talking about, so our show today is about, can you stay married to the same person, you know, happily married to the same person for life?
Now, that's a great word. I'm glad you added.
Happily. Yes, because you can stay married, but can you stay happily married? So we're talking about it's going to be four keys in total to being married for life happily. But we're actually talking about two of them today, but we haven't gotten into them yet because we've been talking about destiny partner, which we're going to get to them. But destiny partner is key too in being married to the person for life, because you need to make sure you're married to your destiny partner. So before we went to break, you know, I asked Coach Martez to help someone who actually is trying to find out, like, what is my individual destiny path? How do they find that out?
Well, and I know that's a really great question. And that's something that, you know, from a life coaching perspective, that I do work with couples to really understand that. And that is one of the things, because as we said, you know, I'm a coach, certified professional life and marriage coach. My wife is the licensed therapist. And so it's very, life coaching is very effective. You know, it's very effective. And it's a very effective tool in helping you to just understand your purpose, your goals, your dreams. And that's one of the things, even when I was going through school, is what I really loved about life coaching, is helping that person to see things. Because this is one of the things I want you to know. There is nothing about your future God hasn't already placed inside of you that he really wants you to be aware of. Now, let me say this again. I want you to hear this. There is nothing about your future God has not already put inside of you that he wants you to be aware of. What happens is whether it's distractions or emotional baggage or pain from our past or the influences that are in our lives or the people that are in our lives, that causes us not to come into that knowledge or that awareness. But I promise you, that's what a good life coach would always help you to do, is to help you to connect to your purpose. Because what I tell people, it's not like it's something new. Anything that, you know, as a life coach, that I'm able to help you to understand, God put it inside of you. I just helped you to hear it. Right. I helped you to see it. And so it is very important. So that would be one of the things I would say is, if you really don't know what your destiny is, what you believe you've been put on this earth to accomplish, what is your assignment for life to leave a lasting legacy or imprint on? You want to connect with a life coach.
Yeah.
And I promise you, a good life coach, you're going to know it.
Yeah.
You're going to know it when you speak to them. You're going to know it when you hear them. So that's one of the things I would say.
Yeah.
And of course, for me, you know, I never try to tell people, push people from a religious standpoint or anything, but God is a huge factor in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell people, you have to connect to the spiritual side of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as everything that we deal with may be from a natural or what we can see, I believe all of us have to connect spiritually.
Okay.
And so when you connect spiritually, that's also a part of helping you to understand, what am I in this cosmos for?
Yeah.
What out of all the, when you talk about being pregnant and how many eggs, whatever, out of all the eggs, it was me.
Yeah.
But what is my assignment? What is my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's very important for us to understand that. But I believe connecting to God, and I believe getting that life coach helps to understand that.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and you
true.
Need, and you want to do that. Because for me, I could tell you, when you're dating or you're going, you know, you're looking for that destiny partner, that's how you can get distracted.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know your own destiny, you'll jump on somebody else's path, and that's not your path.
Right.
But they can look good, sound good, feel good. It's like everything just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But destiny is not about feeling. Because guess what? She felt really in love with me. You know, because when she met me, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I had hair, you know, much lighter on weight and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just saying, she felt really good about me. But on our destiny path, she's been through some things.
Tell you.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And it's the same way with me.
Yeah.
We both put each other through some things. But destiny is what keeps you aligned.
Yes.
So again, destiny is not about feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important to know.
Yeah.
But hopefully that helps you. But again, I'm sure we're going to be coming back talking about this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if you have any questions, you know, you can email us any questions and we
definitely.
Can definitely, you know, discuss them on an upcoming show.
On an upcoming show, definitely. We would love to. I can tell you now, your questions really engage. That really starts stuff to move.
So that's, you know, talking about destiny partners. So in staying married for life, you want to make sure you're married to your destiny partner. And then one of the keys, our first key to being married for life, happily married for life, is falling in love. So, you know, when we're talking about falling in love, that entails what we talked about, because to fall in love, I have to know what my individual destiny path is so that I can connect with you and on your, as you're on your destiny path, because like I said earlier, they have to align. If they don't align, that's going to cause some conflict later on in your relationship. And then y'all going to end up going separate ways.
And let me just say this too. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point, babe. Because honestly, a lot of the individuals that I work with that are really trying to connect with their purpose and their destiny partner, this is where people get confused.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, if you don't know and you don't stay aligned, and a lot of times it's like you'll hear the flag. Because what I'm saying is like, it's something inside of you that's saying, you know what? This is not right, but I'm going to just overlook this. But when you say it, if it doesn't align and stay in tune, because there's certain things that you will know, you know what? That looks like you're getting off and going that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm supposed to be going this
way.
That's what I'm saying. That was a really great point.
No, you're right about that. And then you bought about how we'll know, because a lot of times we get those feelings, those flags, that intuition that lets us know, oh, that's a red flag. Well, when you ignore it, then it turns into a heap of red flags.
Yes.
But you want to actually acknowledge that and kind of question that. And if you need help, you know, like we said, talk to a life coach, talk to a therapist to help you to really understand, you know, is this something that I should be concerned about?
Mm-hmm.
Because, because of everything we've been through, we're trying to equip people, especially on the front end before you get into a relationship, to kind of know, what is my destiny?
Yeah.
What is my partner's destiny? Do they align with one another?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do our vein fall? And when we talk about falling in love, also, do our values align?
Yeah.
You know, because you cannot go, who you are at your core is who you are.
Yeah.
Nobody can change that.
That's good.
Right? Yeah, nobody can change that. So you need to know who you are, and you need to stick with that, and you need to know who your partner is and see if y'all values line up.
Right.
Because if they don't, that's a gigantic red flag.
You know, because it's one of those things when we're talking about value. Let's just say you really value your family. You really value spending time with your nieces or nephews or your siblings. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're seen as other person and they don't value that. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, but it's okay though. You know, maybe this. No. You need to understand that's real, because this is what I value.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I value college football. I'm an Alabama football fan, Roll Tide. Even though I know we lost, it's okay. But I'm just saying, I value college football.
Right.
That's
right.
Why when Drina married, when she was dating me at 18 years old, when Alabama was playing, she knew where I was. You know, I still value that today.
Yeah.
I enjoy college football. So I'm just saying.
And even though I think about that when you say that, when I met him, I did not like football. I did not like football, but I knew that that's something that was very important to him. So, of course, I gave him that space. I mean, we're going to have different dislikes, and we're going to have different things that we really like and dislike. But that's just a like and a dislike.
Right.
So basically, I'm going to give you your space and, you know, you watch your football. I go watch my movie or whatever, mm-hmm. because I understand. But since we've been together now for so long, for so many years, now I'm a huge college football fan. Right. I love college football. Mm-hmm. So it's like through the years, you know, I've grown to really love and what he loves.
Right. But no, that's a great point, mm-hmm. though, because you brought up again dislikes and likes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're falling in love, you know, it's okay to understand you may not like everything that this person likes, but don't become fake to make them think you do.
That is so,
you know what I'm saying? Don't lose your authentic self.
Yes, be true to yourself.
To try to get a person to say, well, I really would like them to see me in this light or see this. And then all of a sudden, that's why when people get married from dating, mm-hmm. they say, well, man, I ain't never seen this person, because now they get to see the authentic mm-hmm. you. And so like when you brought up dislikes mm-hmm. and likes, it's okay to understand I could love this person, mm-hmm. but it may be some things about them that I don't like, but I can promise you over time, when it's a real love and there's a purpose and passion connected to you all,
mm-hmm.
you're going to learn some things over time. But you're right.
Yeah. And that's one big thing I tell people, be true to yourself, because I know, because through all the years we've been married, there have been times in our marriage in the beginning where I wasn't true to myself. Mm-hmm. And that's miserable.
Yeah.
That's miserable when you're not being true to yourself. You have to be true to yourself so that you can be happy. So going in, you need to know who you are, mm-hmm. be confident about who you are, walk in confidence with that. Mm-hmm. And if that person can't accept you for your true authentic self, then that means that's not your destiny partner.
That's how
we're going back to that destiny part. That's not the one for you, because he's going to be able to accept you for you. Mm-hmm. You know, that made me think.
And you are special.
That's
you
right.
You are important. It's like that movie, The Help. You are special. You are kind. And you are important. Now, you just got to know, you know, when it comes to destiny partner, they have to see you like that.
Exactly.
They have to see you like that, because you're special.
That's right.
And don't lower your bar. But anyway, when we come back, I want to make sure and talk about that. Not only having passion, but loving with purpose when you're falling in love, because you definitely want to fall in love with that person's passion, with that person's purpose that they have, because that's what's going to keep you strong together.
Yeah.
So I know we didn't talk about that much, but
we
got some great points. That was really good.
Great. You
look good today on camera. This is your first time. Doing this live, this podcast thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's so funny.
That's for real.
So we have been talking about keys to staying happily married for life. And our first key we've been talking about is falling in love, which involves understanding your individual destiny path, making sure your values are aligned, staying true to your authentic self. And when we come back, we are going to discuss, you know, not only having passion, but loving without
purpose.
Loving with purpose. So yeah. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. But you have been
dating with purpose.
And that's a big one right there, because wasting time if you're not dating with purpose. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother show, though, for real.
That's true. Well, all this could be separate. Yeah. But anyway, I know our time is almost
up. But we will be right back. You know, you
Coach Martez, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Welcome back to the Coach Martez
and Wadrina Layton Show
here on Transformation Talk Radio, understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. We're so glad that you're here again, talking with us, listening to us. Hopefully we're saying some things that really impacts your heart, really gets you to think about your perspective, even about understanding love. And just so here we go. But go ahead, babe.
So we have been talking about, you know, being married, happily married. Can you be, you know, our show episode title today is, can you be happily married to this, you know, to one person for life? So we talked about,
that's a long time.
Yes, we can. It is.
That's a long time.
So we talked about, you know,
kissing those same lips, rubbing those same thighs, you know what I'm saying? Hanging out with the same person, eating dinner with the same person.
See, as long as you happy, that can be done. Yeah. It's just that's when you start going through them challenges, if you don't know how to properly overcome those challenges, then that can be an issue. So we've been talking about, you know, being married to your destiny partner is really, you know, being connected to your destiny partner is something that really helps you to be married for life. Mm-hmm. But we also talked about our first key, which is falling in love. Yeah. And that was understanding your own individual path, destiny path, making sure your values are aligned, that you remain true to yourself in the relationship. And then you wanted to talk about, before we went to break.
Oh no, because we was We were talking about, you know, not only just love, but actually passion and loving with purpose, you know. And so that's why it's one of those things. Again, like you met me when, you know, when I was 18 years old. But then it's like, you know, our purpose, we even knew young, we wanted to make a difference.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You know, even though you had been a candy, what was the person?
Candy Stripe.
A candy stripe. You know, you always had always a heart to want to give and want to help people. Me being in the military at that time is, it's like we knew we had a purpose that we wanted to like inspire other young married people. And we knew we wanted to represent family, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, like, and that's why I said this starts with dating, because you want to date with purpose. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't just want to fall in love with. All right. So I'm going to just go in and say it, guys. I know we're on Transformation Talk Radio, but look, you don't just want to fall in love with the booty, but you want to fall in love with the burden. So actually what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? Your burden was for family. Your burden was for education. Your burden was to really have your kids to have a heart and a love for God. You know, that was a burden that you had. So it's like what I needed to understand is, I still needed to have a passion for your burden. You know, and that's what causes when you're dating a person, if you can stay or get connected to their authentic true self and they're willing to expose that, then you can understand, you know, like, what is your burden? You know, what is it that you're very passionate about? So then you can understand, can I connect with that passion? And then am I committed to connecting to that passion for life? Because we do know our passion sometimes changes, but our purpose should be still undergirded by our core values. You know what I'm saying? So that's that's one of the things, like, you know, both of us came from, you know, our parents may not have had the best of marriages, but we both knew we want to be committed to our marriage. We regardless of the storms of those things. But that was a core for both of us.
Definitely.
You know, and so that's why I was just saying, you know, as far as, you know, dating with purpose and dating with passion, you know, like I always tell people, look, don't try to date this person all this time. What I say is when you're dating, get to know their family, get to know more about other things, their influences, their friends, get to know these things, because when you get married, you get to date the rest of your life. But what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? You want to get to know about you. And also, and all, most of the time when you date a person, they're not going to be the one to tell you that. They're not. I'm going to just tell you straight up. I talk with a lot of people who are in the dating game or dating phase. And most of the time, the person you're talking to is not going to just open up. Get to know that auntie. Get to know that grandma. Get to know that mom and daddy. But sometimes mom and daddy have their own secrets that they don't even want to share. Y'all need to cut that out too. I want to actually do a show about how parents need to come clean. You know what I'm saying? And grandparents, y'all need to come clean. You know, I know we got young grandparents. You know, you was freaky in high school, but then you want to get mad at your granddaughter because she be acting freaky in school, but then you don't want to tell her how you used to be. But I ain't going to talk about it right now. This Transformation Talk Radio, we you know, Coach Martinez is going to just go relax on the first show. I ain't going to cause no trouble, but I'm telling you, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you because you need to come clean. But anyway, we talking about staying married for life. See, I be jumping all over the place.
You're supposed to keep me on track. No, Martez, but it was all good, though.
Oh, for real?
That's what I'm saying. Everything you said was good, and I'm sure somebody is going to get something from that. Everything you said was good, so that's why I didn't cut you off. It was good.
So we do want to talk. We do want you to date on purpose.
But we do want you to date on purpose because, yeah, when you were saying that, it's so much you said that stuff was coming to my head because I'm like, really, actuality, the person you dating got to be willing to open their family up to you. They may not even want to do that.
That's, so that's a whole nother show. Because these millennials don't want you to, they don't want you to even meet the person they dating. Oh my gosh, I had to get on my daughter about that. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna date somebody for 6 months? I ain't even met the person. What is going on here?
It's like it's different now. So that's why
talk about that.
Dating with purpose is and dating for, you know, your dating for destiny and with purpose is so important.
How you that's good. How you gonna date somebody and call them your destiny partner? You ain't even met their parents. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, but I can understand in certain situations if they want with their parents. That's a whole nother thing. But anyway, now you're right about
the influential people in their life,
Actually, we're gonna have some millennials on the show to talk talk about that, because you know they got millennial dating rules. I know
we don't know them. That's why it's so foreign to us.
Right.
But it's important though, if you want to be married for life, to make sure that when you fall in love, you understand the tips that we've just given, that we talked about as far as that. So then our next key in being married for life is actually facing the truth.
Woo!
So let's talk about that, Martez, facing the truth.
Woo! Now that's a big one. Boy, oh boy, this is a big one. Now, why do I say this is a big one? Because again, Wadrina's been with me since I've been 18 years old. Okay, I'm 50 years old now. Whole lot of different changes. But again, when you're just starting off and you're talking about facing the truth, we're really never at the beginning ready to share our weaknesses. Mm-mm. You know, and I just want to come clean on that. I know. We try to work with couples, with the couples that we work with, try to get them to be at a place to understand it's so much better to put the cards out on the table. Mm-hmm. Because what we want to do, we almost want to date a person mm-hmm. or the person we're falling in love with, mm-hmm. like we playing cards. I can't let you see what's in my hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because if you knew I had this card, you may try to do this. Mm-hmm. But facing the truth means you love me enough mm-hmm. to hear those things that could bring me shame.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Facing the truth mm-hmm. could mean you may have to know things about my family. Mm-hmm. You may have to know things about me.
Yeah.
That in actuality, I would feel ashamed to share, but I love you enough to know you're covering and protecting me with what you know. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's hard, because I'm going to tell you, we work with a lot of people, and I work with a lot of millennials. Mm-hmm. And I know that's one of the biggest things. But if they know that, coach, mm-hmm. how can I trust they're going to protect that?
Right.
You know, so that's real. But that's just mm-hmm. one of the things when we're talking about facing the truth.
Yeah.
You want to be able to know, what is your spouse's kryptonite?
Yes. What is your kryptonite?
You know what I'm saying? And all of us have a kryptonite. Yeah. I just want to tell you right now, if you don't know what your spouse's kryptonite is, that's a challenge. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, because you know that. So, just in case somebody doesn't know what kryptonite is, I was just thinking about that.
Oh.
Yeah, but everybody know, just in case you know Superman, you know that kryptonite is that thing that weakens him, takes his power away from him. So, when we say kryptonite, we saying, you know, what is that thing? You know your spouse, or you know your partner, you know who they are at their core.
Yes.
So what is that thing that will cause them to act out of their core? You'll say, oh, who is this person? This is not who you really are. What is that thing that'll just cause them to, mm-hmm. you know, to just not be themselves?
And also, what is that thing that can tempt them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, and that's why I'm saying, it's like, not only weakens you, but it's also like, that's an area of high temptation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. why it's so important to know your spouse's kryptonite, not only from a temptation standpoint, mm-hmm. but from a broken standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So like I tell people, I grew up in a single family home, mm-hmm. Birmingham, Alabama, in the deep south, Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what I'm saying is I never had a father. So one of my weaknesses was, which Wadrina would actually, you know, once we really found out, mm-hmm. I had to share her, because a lot of times she would get upset at me. But again, remember, we met each other at 18.
Mm-hmm.
But because I never had a father, one of my weaknesses was allowing older men to say things, and that I would be wanting to be so accepting
mm-hmm.
that I would be wanting to okay, well, I'm going to do, well, why are you doing this, Martez? Because so-and-so said do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? Well, you know, I'm just doing it because he said it.
Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, I was doing it not only because he said it, but because I wanted to be accepted. I wanted somebody to be like a father mm-hmm. figure that I can look to, because mm-hmm. that's not something I had in my life. That was like a kryptonite for mm-hmm. me, even in business.
Mm-hmm.
That was business decisions that I made that cost us mm-hmm. money
mm-hmm.
by me listening to mm-hmm. someone older, and I'm just going by it, but I still wanted to be accepted.
Yeah.
So kryptonite, not only is it something where you are an area of brokenness or weakness, but it also can be a temptation.
And then also, not only that, we have to make sure that we allow our spouse or partner to hold us accountable when they see that we're you know, that, oh, that's a kryptonite. That's an area where that's, you know, that's one of your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to allow your spouse to hold you accountable to that. Mm-hmm. Once, you know, once they once they actually, you know, see that
see,
in you.
See, look, that's a whole show. You talking about kryptonite, I guarantee you, when we got people calling in, they may call in. Is this a kryptonite, Coach? Wadrina, is this a kryptonite? So, see, we're going to come back to this one.
Yeah, but yeah, we're happy. Like you said, that'll be a whole nother show.
It reminds me of like what Dr. Pat would say, you know, just slow down.
Slow down,
Martez. Don't try to get it all out.
That's true. We have months to get it
all out. This is just the first show. Our time is almost up. I know.
Yeah, so it's time for us to go to a break. But when we come back, you know, we're going to be, you know, getting ready to wrap up, and we're going to just tell you a little bit about us.
And then definitely stay tuned for more. Coach Martez.
And Wadrina Lathan.
Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go.
All right.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Hi everyone, this is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Lathan Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Lathan Show right here on the Transformation Talk Radio. So basically, we have been talking about being married for life. You know, can you stay happily married to the same person for life? We talked about two of our keys today in staying happily married for life, which is, falling in love and facing the truth. We talked about, you know, your destiny partner and understanding what is a destiny partner, understanding your individual, you know, destiny path, because you have, that's very key in connecting to your destiny partner. And so, you know, I'm not going to go into details on our points because, you know, we got to come back and, you know, really go in on those points again, because we can go so much deeper. But we just want to, you know, tell you guys about an event that we do. We've been doing it for the last four years. This will be our fifth year next year in 2022, because we had to take a pause because of COVID. So. But it's called the Married for Life Walk. It was birthed out of our pain, but it's a walk where we bring couples together and we have them to do a 2-mile walk holding hands. Mm-hmm. And our motto is never let go of the hand you are holding, because in marriage,
but Jessica got the video.
Yep. In marriage, you go through challenges. Yeah. But if you remain committed to one another and God, you can overcome those challenges, you know. So we just want to encourage couples and strengthen the marital bond. But Jessica is going to show a video, you know, of the walk.
There you go.
Life walk is an event. What we tell people is an experience. It's not just a walk, it's an experience. So what we do is we bring couples together, seriously dating, engaged, and married couples. And we want to empower and strengthen them and just encourage them.
Marriage is the center of every home, and so Married for Life means I'm not letting go. Divorce is not an option, and so we say this is a movement because of the fact we want you to commit. So not just to come and say, yeah, that was something I did. No, we want you to know you're joining a movement and you're making a commitment that I'm never going to let go. I am Married for Life.
We do a balloon release where we have couples, anything that they're dealing with in their marriage or that they want to release to God, we tell them to touch the balloon and just verbalize it and just let it go. And we just say a prayer release to just let it go. And then we do the 2-mile walk. And when we do the 2-mile walk, we have couples to hold hands. And we say, we want you to hold hands and do not let go the entire time.
We start at a church called Grace. And then we walked to Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield Park. Well, we know that was a battlefield where they fought for slavery. So then here we are now, blacks, whites, Christian, veteran, old, young, Hispanics, all diversities, all ages, and we're coming together, and now we're fighting for marriages, we're fighting for family, and we're doing it from a Christian perspective and knowing that love is the center and that everything God is able to help you in your family.
Yep, guys. So again, that was just a little bit from the Married for Life Walk. This year, we're going to be in Atlanta. Well, in 2022, we'll be in Atlanta. But again, we would love for you to join us. Couples actually come from all over the country. Of course, with COVID-19 and those different things, we're still going to make sure that we're following the CDC recommendations and, you know, and doing everything. The event is actually an outdoor event, but there's other things that's going to be going on that weekend. But, you know, you can find out more by visiting the website married4lifewalk.com. You can also find out more at Instagram and Facebook there at married4lifewalk. But again, we definitely would love for you to join us, and we'll be talking about this up to the event.
Exactly. It'll be next year, April 22nd and 23rd. Yeah, yeah. April 22nd and 23rd of 2022. Yeah. So If you want to get in contact with us, you can reach us at our website, Dream Builders. I just want to make sure, because I haven't said this, dreambuilderscoaching.net. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, with Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Mm-hmm. Instagram is Coach Martez or Wadrina Layton. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter is Coach Martez or Wadrina L. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, if you guys want to connect with us, please feel free to, you know, to connect with us.
We would love for you to connect to us. We would love to get your comments, mm-hmm. love to get remarks, and definitely looking forward to some questions and comments, and us definitely really just making a difference in your life and making an impact in your life and just helping to strengthen that bond and helping to bring the clarity. Because I always tell people, you know, it's not the problems in your relationship. It's not what's been happening that's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's what we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a Bible verse I often tell couples where it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I really believe marriages are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's what we don't know. And so when we can get clarity, when we can get understanding, we can change our perspective, it helps us to love more. It helps us to love longer. Because with my wife and I, if we didn't change our perspective, yeah. if we didn't get mm-hmm. a deeper understanding and really accept truth about one another, we wouldn't be here today. But mm-hmm. we got a long time. We're going to mm-hmm. actually tell you a lot more about that. But we definitely look forward to you connecting with us. We want you to connect mm-hmm. with us.
And then I wanted to say, and then not only accepting truth about one another, but accepting truth about ourselves.
That's so true.
You know, because you have to be able to accept the truth about yourself. That's a part mm-hmm. of growing.
That's true.
So, you know, and that's all keys and staying married for life. You know, I know we have four keys we're discussing, mm-hmm. but it's so many more keys, yes. you know, and staying married for life. But I just want to make sure you remember the two we talked about today, which was falling in love and facing the truth. So you want to make sure, you know, you're being that when falling in love, your values are aligned. Mm-hmm. You understand your individual destiny path with facing the truth that, you know, you be truthful with who you are. Oh, yeah. Stay true to yourself and be truthful with who you are. And if that person can't understand it, then it's like, hey, you need to question that. But I want y'all to remember that healthy marriages do not happen by chance. They happen by choice. Mm-hmm. So you have to do the work. Like I say, tell everybody, this is work. This has been work and it's still work. Okay. Every day. Okay.
And again, I know we want to go back because again, I will say in all sincerity, I do know a lot of people have questions about, is there one for me? Mm-hmm. It just seems like I just keep messing up. I just keep missing the mark. Or why is it that I'm attracting the wrong people? You know, I hear you, coach, saying there's one. It just seems like God is not bringing him to me or God is not bringing her to me. But we're going to talk more about this. I know this was our first show mm-hmm. and, you know, getting the butterflies and all of those things out mm-hmm. and all those things. But our heart is for you. Mm-hmm. You know what? Everything that we do, like we tell our couples, we don't just do this from a job perspective or I'm saying do this. I'm talking about coaching, professional coaching and professional counseling. We don't just do this from a job perspective. We do it from a mission perspective, yeah. from a it's passion perfect. Perspective. I promise you, hey, I don't know if it'll happen, but if I ever won a lottery mm-hmm. after we do a few things, we're going to be right back to doing what we do. Mm-hmm. And that's changing people's lives, impacting their marriages, impacting their families, because this is our mission. Mm-hmm. This is our passion. This is what we want to do until we can't do anymore. So our heart is to see you strong in yes. your relationship, happy in your relationship, knowledgeable in your relationship, mm-hmm. because we do mean never let go of the hand that you're holding. Yes. And we believe with all our heart, God has a way of helping you to overcome anything that you've been through. But if you're with the wrong person, let me say this, the last thing before I guess we have to end up going, mm-hmm. you know, I promise you, it's not God's desire or God's will for you to stay in a marriage where you're miserable and the person has no intent to change.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's not God's will. That's not God's desire. That's not his intent. His intent is not for you to wake up miserable with someone who doesn't want to love you, who doesn't want to accept mm-hmm. you, who doesn't want to grow with you. That's not his will. You know what I'm saying? So I believe in being married for life, but I do not want you to be miserable for life.
That's right. So Martez and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We had a wonderful time today.
Thank you so much for joining us.
So please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific. And next week, we will be discussing the next two keys to staying happily married for life. And we love to hear from you. So please connect with us on social media.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.